Let's see. Well, this coming menu is going to be Greek, and it has garlic dill marinated chicken with lemon rice, a tzatziki sauce slaw, and Mediterranean herbed hummus. And that's for the meat. And then the veggie has zucchini, cauliflower, and potatoes, all the same fixings and marinades. And the vegan's gonna be falafel.
Thank you.
Here we are. Thank you.
And this town supports, you know, a really very focused product like that. It's, you know, there's gotta be a market for it. And clearly there is here, you know.
This town is not Minneapolis or St. Paul, but Bemidji, Minnesota. And that amazing menu is from a food truck parked outside the Rail River Folk School. This week, we're meeting with Julia Oxenreiter about her food business, Foiled Rotten.
I've worked in kitchens on and off, never really truly working a line, but you know, it just came really naturally to me. I've been cooking my whole adult life, just found, you know, walked out of a house where I was constantly eating boxed and canned foods and walked into a totally different world that I didn't even know existed. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it started with finding garlic. You know, I'd never really had fresh garlic, and then it just took off from there. I was like, wow, food can be so much better.
Yes, garlic does have transformative powers. With Julia, it took her into the world of food. But Julia is also a slam poet, writes microfiction, and has a degree in women's studies and a minor in creative writing from Morehead State University. Originally from Montevideo, Julia heard the call and ended up in the North Woods.
Yeah, my sister lives here, and she had just had her first kid. And she was kind of like, do you want to come up and help? And you can stay for free. And we both kind of thought I wouldn't like it up here. But within a couple of weeks, I was like, this place is great. I found my spot. You know, like, I'm ready to stay here. I live out on the land with Jess, who owns the rail and the food truck, you know, and that food truck was sitting outside of my kitchen window for a year or two. And it was just kind of always like, oh, there it is, going unused, and here I am, you know, wasting my talent. And it just was a matter of time before it kind of got organized and people came on and left, and, you know, started out with like four people and dwindled to three and then two and now just me, so... Yeah, it's had quite a life for the short 2 years it's been around. It's been, yeah.
Like other new ventures, many minds came together to create something out of almost nothing. In this case, an old abandoned truck. It was a shortcut into the creative side of the food industry.
I think the thing that's the most thrilling about a food truck is that it gives people that are talented that didn't want to climb those, you know, kind of somewhat horrendous rungs of getting to the top, and you just go straight to being your own boss and deciding what goes on the menu, what would best fill the niche that this town doesn't have, you know, and that's definitely vegan, vegetarian options and also like world food themes.
You're listening to The Call of the Wild. In the summer months, Foiled Rotten opens its window 3 days a week. Julia makes burrito wraps with world food themes, something of a rarity in our area. I ask her to describe a week in the life of Foiled Rotten.
Yeah, that's so good. I do all that shopping on Wednesday, and then I prep, and I prep at Dunn Brothers, actually. Ken Howe, who owns Dunn Brothers, has really been awesome and supportive on my entrepreneurship, and he allows me to use that kitchen, and then prep takes usually, on average, 6 hours. Mm-hmm. And then there's, when you're done prepping, you have to haul it all back here and put it in storage. There's a lot of behind-the-scenes work that goes into just the 3 days of operation. And then... just hoping for the winter to stay self-employed as well. Just kind of shooting at, maybe doing some take and bake, keeping the catering rolling, and just trying to see if I can keep the momentum coasting through the winter.
And catering.
Yes, catering. All sizes, you know, 10 people to, did about a 200 person wedding this summer, so... I've yet to be overwhelmed with size, So always, always happy to do catering gigs because they kind of let me expand outside of the burrito, you know. It's also really nice to plan something with another person. Usually the person hosting wants a specific thing, and that's kind of always fun too.
Between cooking 60 hours a week and getting ready for catering, doesn't seem like Julia has time for much else.
No, unfortunately. Yeah, put a gouge in the social life, and not too much of a damper. I still get creative, but that's about, you know, that's the choice. Social life, creativity, you know, you gotta pick one because you can't have it all.
One thing we understand up here in the North Country is that it takes hard work to carve a place for yourself in our diverse economy. And Foiled Rotten has found its place, parked outside Rail River, another favorite gathering spot for people who just dig the North Woods.
Right. You know. Because you have to, because it is strangely really hard to eke out a living up here. It never was in Fargo, and it never really was in Montevideo, but there's some sort of priced, you know, I don't know where the offset is, but it's just really hard up here for a lot of people. I see a lot of people two-time in jobs and, you know, barely paying the heat bill in the winter and all that. So it's interesting.
Once again, the call of the wild is a call to your heart, a call to that deeper part of yourself that you want to express in the work that you do. And sometimes you can even make a living doing what you love, and sometimes you can't, but you still do it.
And I've never really lived anywhere that had this much pride for where they live. Northwoods, everything, you know, everyone's super proud to claim that they're from the Northwoods and they live in a cabin and they fish every day, like that kind of thing. Because how lucky we are to live somewhere that's so recreational, you know, you can get out there and do anything any day.
Yeah.
And it's like usually in your backyard or like just any turn around any corner and there's a new lake, you know.
For The Call of the Wild, I'm Milt Lee.